the performance appraisal. We have probably all been to a restaurant where not one, but two waiters or waitresses arrive at your table to greet you and to take your order. It is not that we are going to order so much food that two waiters are needed. Usually, it is because one of the persons is newly hired and is being trained by someone more experienced. The more knowledgeable one has been entrusted to care for this trainee and to make sure they are properly taught. In Luke chapter 12, verses 41 through 48, Jesus tells the parable of the faithful and the unfaithful steward. Verse 42 says, "And the Lord said, Who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his master will make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of food in due season?" The master in the parable is the owner of the household. He is going on a journey, and in his absence, he delegates responsibility and makes one of his servants a steward. As a steward, he is to handle with care and manage what belongs to someone else. He is given clear instructions on what is to be done and when it is to be done. As we read the parable further, we discover one of the servants who was given this stewardship was faithful and did what was required of him. Therefore, he was blessed and received a great reward. On the other hand, there is another steward. He said to himself, "My master is delaying his coming," and begins to beat the male and female servants, and to eat and drink and be drunk. Because this steward was negligent, disobedient, and abusive, he faced severe and harsh judgment. God has given to each of us gifts and talents, and we will be held accountable to how we handle them. We find the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. But in Luke chapter 12, it is not talents or gifts. It is people that God has assigned for us to take care of in one way or another. There are teachers who have been assigned students. Parents have been given children. Husbands who have been given wives. Doctors, patients, babysitters, someone else's children. Pastors, congregants, employers, employees, the list could go on and on. There are many examples and situations in life where God entrusts us to take care of someone and to do our best for them. We may not think of it as managing the master's goods, but it really is, because all that we have belongs to God. He has made us stewards for a season. And when the season is over, we must stand before Him, as is the case in the parable, and a judgment will be rendered, a performance appraisal of sorts. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10 says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad." This is Velma Sanders with God's Word Alive, godswordalive.net. This article was first published in the Omaha Star, June 11th, 2021.